You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. The musical group Blues Traveler has been making albums and touring nationally since the late 1980s. And while some of their contemporaries have stopped making new music, Blues Traveler drummer Brendan Hill says new music remains a vital force within the band. He adds that one critical element also keeps the band going, their fan base. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with Brendan Hill and has more.
One of the things that interests me about Blues Traveler is that you have an identifiable sound, in no small part, of course, to John Popper's voice and harmonica playing. But I think another key element of that is that this always very much sounds like an ensemble.
The band's synergy of the four original players and now five, it was creating a sound that was unique. You know, when we played together, I think any band can say this, but when you get that kind of sound that everybody puts in together, there is nothing like it. And so, you know, Blues Traveler can be sort of instantly recognizable, not only for the harp, but also for Chan's guitar playing, Tad's bass playing, Ben's keyboards, my drumming.
Like most musical artists, Blues Traveler has spent a lot of time on the road over the years. And of course, 2020, 2021 was kind of a period of rest for you, right?
You know, we've been playing together or playing out live consistently year after year after year on the road for months and months every year. And when COVID hit, it was like we all kind of were able to take that break, you know, even though it was kind of stressful because there was no income. but we were able to just, you know, really miss playing live. You know, I think that's what you'll see a lot of artists out there who are just like, you know, when we got back to playing live, it was like, this is what I do. This is what I love. I'm so glad to be doing this. Thank you, God, for letting me do this. But I think for us, it's no different. I think when we started touring last year, for real, it was like, I can't believe we get to do this and make people happy and make people dance. And so I really do have to big shout out to the fans that came out last summer and this year coming up. We're really looking forward to playing again.
Over the last 30-plus years, Blues Traveler has never stopped making albums. And there are some bands that, at a certain point, they decide, okay, that's it, there's no more new music in us, or that we're not going to make new records. You guys have continued. Why has that been something that you've pursued, making new music?
It's fun to record, and it's fun to get out there and make new music. And you know, there's always the chance that it'll be a song that people really connect with. But, you know, we realize that, you know, the runarounds and the hooks and the mountains when, again, that we've had in the past, type of music that is on the radio nowadays, it goes top 40, isn't necessarily, you know, of that genre. But, you know, it's still really fun to kind of like, John, that's a great lyric, great, you know, melody. Let's get it out there to people. And it's certainly our fans and hopefully more people that listen to records when they get on the radio or songs that get on the radio will be like, let's go out and see them live. So it's kind of, you know, promotional, but it's also just giving us a chance to express ourselves and go in a new direction, perhaps, or try a different sound out.
It seems to me that Blues Traveler is a band that has inspired loyalty in its fan base. And I'm curious, you know, from your perspective, what it's like to go out and for decades now, in many cases, see a lot of the same faces out there.
You know, as far as our fans go, they're the best people in the world because they're like us. They love all kinds of music. They love eclectic, you know, sounds. They really respond to when we do things that are like a little bit out of the ordinary, or pay tribute to one of our heroes or something like that with a cover. And so we're just really looking forward to getting back out there and reconnecting with those people who have been either just jumped on the bus, you know, this last year, or have been along for the whole ride.
My not to have to drop it. Men are not to cry. So how am I to stop it? Keep it all inside. Don't show how much you rock it.